Welcome to Watching Bloomington, brought to you by Buccetto's Pizza Pasta, with your host, Barry Lusso. Each week, B97 and Hoosier Country bring you stories about nonprofit agencies helping people in our area. Stay informed, stay involved, and stay tuned.
Welcome to Watching Bloomington, where each week we talk with a community leader who helps make this a better place to live. And we're really pleased to have with us this morning Pat McCafferty, who's the Director of Financial Aid here at Ivy Tech Community College in Bloomington. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Denise. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Oh, it's great. So we're talking about something exciting happening today, and it's not the Super Bowl, but
it is College Goal Sunday.
Woo-hoo. So what is that?
College Goal Sunday is an event that we hold twice a year, and we help people fill out their free applications for federal student aid, or the FAFSA. And so this event really is designed for students who are planning to go to college in August, who are thinking about, you know, hey, I might need some financial aid to go to school, help pay for my tuition and fees or my housing. How can I do that? Well, the FAFSA is the application that every student needs to fill out for financial aid. And we have professionals from IU and from Ivy Tech. We come together this afternoon at 2 o'clock to help people fill out their application forms.
So what's involved with that? Is this sounds like a complicated form, or like what is involved with filling that out?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that. The form has gotten easier and easier over time. When my mom was doing it back in the day, it was 8 pages long. Now it's a form that I know. It's a form that may take 20 to 25 minutes to complete. Mm-hmm. And it really just asks for income and asset, family size information. It doesn't really take a long time to fill out. And I'm trying to think, for students coming this afternoon, if they have their 2020 tax returns, that's the biggest thing to bring with them. So maybe the student and the parent want to come for College Goal Sunday, they would bring their 2020 tax returns for this application.
Okay. Anything else? Like, is there any other materials they need to bring? I'm assuming like driver's license, there's a list online somewhere. What's the best way to do that?
You know, there are certain things that are really helpful to bring besides tax information. One is the federal student aid ID, the username and password for both the student and the parent. And this is something you can apply for before you come, or we can help you apply for that username and password while you're at College Goal Sunday. And then, you know, additionally, things like W-2 statements, maybe information about child support that you paid or child support that you received is helpful. And then just current assets. What do you have in your checking account, your savings account? Do you have investments? What are they worth? You know, those kinds of things are really helpful to bring along.
And you've been doing this for a little bit of time here, right?
Oh my gosh. College Goal Sunday is in its 33rd year.
That's crazy.
Oh, I know. The Student Financial Aid Association created this such a long time ago, but the association members get excited every College Goal Sunday. We get to come in. We get to help people get their form done, get it done correctly, and also to meet that ever-important April 15th deadline. Mm-hmm. That the state has a filing deadline for their major grant programs, their free money programs, and that's April 15th. So if students come in this afternoon and get their FAFSA done, hey, February 27th. I mean, that meets that April 15th deadline.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned, too, that it makes them eligible for different kinds of aid. So could you talk about that a little bit more? Like what different options there are, things that people might receive as part of this?
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up, Denise. Because I think there's some misconception that when you apply for financial aid offices are just going to give you student loans, you know, and that's really not true. What we do is we look at your eligibility based on your FAFSA for all the free money first, the federal Pell Grant, supplemental grant, TEACH grant, all of the state aid programs, and there's a lot of state aid grant programs. And then we look at work study and student loans. So loans are just a part of the umbrella of financial aid. It's not just loans. We look at free money, grants, and scholarships. And I know you're going to ask this. You're going to ask about Workforce Ready Grant.
And how did you know?
Oh, Denise, I know you. And but Workforce Ready Grant started a few years ago by the state of Indiana. And it is a program that's designed to help any Hoosier who doesn't have a high demand certificate earned. You know, maybe they have a class or two of college, but they don't have a college degree yet. Mm-hmm. It helps to pay for the tuition and fees for high demand certificates in our area. So when we look at Indiana, we're looking at the health field, we're looking at technology, we're looking at things like industrial technology, HVAC, so many different programs that fall under Workforce Ready Grant. And tuition and fees can get paid for, even if you don't qualify for other type of grant assistance. So it's really cool. It's designed for people of all ages. And financial aid is. It's not just for students coming out of high school. Well, financial aid is really designed for anyone who wants to further their education and may need some help to do that.
Mm-hmm. Are you seeing, you know, in your office, obviously you do this whole broader picture here. Are you seeing more returning students, or given the recent events of the last few years, are people coming back and trying new careers, or what kind of trend are you noticing?
Sure. I mean, I think we see a lot of what I used to call non-traditional students. I don't know if we still call them non-traditional because they're pretty traditional. So we see students who are either maybe doing a career change or doing an advancement in their job, and they need more training for that. So we see a lot of adult students. We're also seeing a lot of students who are coming straight from high school and wanting to get that first round of education, that first year or two of education done, maybe earn an associate's degree and then go on to the four-year college. So it's a combination. I don't know that we have a strong trend in either direction at Ivy Tech, but we do have students of all ages here. So it's wonderful.
And when you mentioned, you know, going and then continuing at a different four-year college, so there are articulation agreements in place then to help make that easier?
Sure. And there are articulation agreements. We have the Indiana College Core, which is a 30-credit-hour transfer degree. So you can take those 30 credits and just transfer them to a four-year college. And what's really cool about College Goals Sunday, I'm bringing it back to our event today, is that staff from IU Bloomington and Ivy Tech will be on hand to help people fill out their forms. So maybe a student has a question about transferring to IU and how the financial aid would work for that. We're going to have IU staff on hand helping us out for College Goals Sunday, helping people fill out their FAFSAs, but to also answer questions that might come up as they're thinking about transferring schools.
Mm-hmm. That's great that everybody's working together to help folks do that.
I know. The Student Financial Aid Association in Indiana has really strived to bring all of us together as professionals to help people fill out their applications. And there are 40 sites in Indiana. And this afternoon at 2:00, 40 sites are going to open up, and financial aid professionals from just about every college and university are going to be at these sites. So if we have a family and maybe they are in Fort Wayne today, I don't know how they're listening to our show, but maybe they're in Fort Wayne today and they want to go to College Goals Sunday, they can go to College Goals Sunday in Fort Wayne, Evansville, Indianapolis, Sellersburg. I mean, all around the state, we've got locations.
That's great. And is there a website that people should go to if they want to just kind of see if there's for more info?
Yes, collegegoalsunday.org. And College Goal Sunday is just all one word, .org. Super simple. And this website does give information about all the different sites, things you should bring, and the locations of every site. So it'll give the actual address so you can type that into your, GPS and be on your way.
Excellent. And do people have to sign up ahead of time or can they just show up? Talk about that a little.
Sure. No, we don't have people sign up in advance. This is a real low barrier kind of event. So
All right.
you can just drive up to 200 Daniels Way, park anywhere in our parking lot for free, and just enter the front doors of the Ivy Tech building, and we'll have folks there to register you, assign you to a computer lab, and then we'll have the financial aid professionals in the computer labs ready to help out, answer any questions that people have about their applications.
Wonderful. That sounds very well organized.
It really is. We've been, like you said, we've been doing it for 33 years, so we do have it pretty organized.
Got it down.
we do. Oh, one thing that just occurred to me. For College Goal Sunday, the Student Financial Aid Association does a drawing for people who attend. They can enter a drawing for a $1,000 scholarship. And there's five of those being given away for
Wow.
people. If they've attended College Goal Sunday, they can sign up for the drawing and get a chance to win a $1,000 scholarship. And that can be used at any college university across the country. It doesn't have to be Ivy Tech or IU. If you're doing your FAFSA and you're going to UCLA and you win the scholarship, you can take it there.
That's phenomenal. What a nice treat.
It's just an incentive, and we hope that, it's not the biggest draw. The biggest draw is getting your application in before April 15th so that you can maximize your eligibility for all of the different aid programs that are out there.
Now, when you're talking about that, people listening might be thinking, "Oh, I don't think I'm going to be eligible." But what would you say to those folks who are saying, "No, I don't know if I'm going to qualify?"
Yeah, and that does come up. And one of the things that I try to tell people is that the application is free, and you don't know if you qualify until you've applied. And you might qualify for something like the Workforce Ready Grant that is not based on financial need. Or you may be thinking, well, we're just going to get a student loan. Well, you still have to have the FAFSA on file to get a student loan. And the other thing that comes up during the course of a year is that sometimes a student or a parent has a change in their financial situation. Maybe, a loss of a job, or they've had to relocate and take a different job, and now their income is totally different now than it was in 2020. Well, we can take a look at doing an appeal if we have the FAFSA on file. So it just makes that appeal process much smoother for families.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. And I would imagine too, if you try to do this on your own, and think, oh, I'm going to apply to separate grants or scholarships or things like that, the pool that you have probably is a lot smaller than what you would get by doing the FAFSA. Like, doesn't the FAFSA give you access to like a much broader pool of options?
Yeah, I mean, I think it broadens everything because you're applying for your federal and state grant and financial aid programs. Many colleges and universities use the FAFSA to award their need-based scholarships and grants. And you can still go out and apply for private scholarships. There are websites that do free matching services for that. You can reach out to local high schools and get information about local scholarships. But only about 10% of all financial aid comes from the private sector. So, the bulk of financial aid does come from the federal, state, and state governments, plus all the college and university awards.
Mm-hmm. One thing too, I think, you know, used to be, at least there's more conversation about it, you know, with people going for 4-year degrees and then, you know, mounting a lot of debt. And I know people have concern about that. So there seem to be those so many more options nowadays too, though, to get career certification in a much shorter time period. So is that possible then you're not actually raising that much debt by the time you're done?
Sure. And I think we have seen this happen locally. We see students who are opting to come to Ivy Tech for maybe the first year or two, mm-hmm. reducing their overall expenses for tuition and fees, transferring those credits then to their 4-year institution. But I think we also see across the board, students are more conscientious about their borrowing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at 4-year colleges, I'm sure that we are seeing students who are saying, ooh, you're offering me, you know, $5,500. Do I really need that much? Could I borrow less? Can I get by with less loan money? And so I think the level of conscious borrowing is starting to happen amongst all students.
Now that makes a lot of sense. And I know through some of the programs that like Workforce Ready or other programs like that, and just in certain career fields, there are forgiveness options too, correct? I mean, and if you go into a high demand area, or I know nursing right now, there's some areas doing that. Teaching's had that in some fields, some industrial stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think there are ways to reduce your college expenses and things like the Workforce Ready grant that pays for the tuition and fees for your classes. You may not need to borrow. You know, you may, you may be able to just get by with your own earnings to pay for your living expenses. You may not need any additional financial aid. That's a big help. And then on the back end, there are different payment loan. If you do have loans, there are different payment options. The public service loan forgiveness is a big one. So, you know, as you talked about nursing students or people in the medical field, people in social services, where there's high need and you're working for a nonprofit, there's some opportunity to get part of your loans forgiven over time. So I think, you know, the studentaid.gov, if people are really looking for information about their student loans and forgiveness programs or, you know, repayment options, studentaid.gov is a great website.
So it looks like really this gets you on a nice solid footing, starting with your FAFSA, seeing what your options are, because you might not have to, like you said, borrow if you get grants or other aid or other programs you're eligible for.
Right. And, you know, the fact of getting your FAFSA done in Indiana, getting it done before April 15th is the key. Indiana ranks, I believe, 5th in the country in the amount of financial aid that they provide to their students. Wow. And that's, you know, higher education grant, 21st century scholars, adult student grant, child and disabled veteran benefit, workforce ready grant, National Guard supplemental grant. I mean, there are so many programs that the state of Indiana offers. And by getting the application done and getting it in by April 15th ensures that you're going to be considered for every possible type of state financial aid, and then also the federal aid programs. So we just try to impress upon, you know, students and potential students, prospective students. Maybe I'm not even sure I want to go to college yet, but go ahead and do the FAFSA. You know, kind of hedge your bets, get it done, so that, you know, if you do decide that in August I want to go, or in January I want to go, your FAFSA is done and you've completed the hard part of the application process.
That's really a great idea, because it sounds like the fact that all of the professionals like yourself who've gotten together to make this possible, if you don't do it, it sounds like you have a lot fewer options. And if you do do it, it sounds like there could be some pretty good stuff.
Could be. And, you know, that's why we really do encourage everyone to come out today. Our doors open at 2:00. And like I said, we'll have just people taking people up to our computer labs. IU and Ivy Tech financial aid staff will be there helping people fill out the forms. We do have some volunteers from Ivy Tech admissions and enrollment services here. So, you know, people can come and get their FAFSAs done, but they can also ask us other general questions about college going.
Great. And how long does the event run typically?
We're open from 2 to 4.
Okay.
And so we do ask that people try to come between 2 and 3, 2 and 3:30, just so we have plenty of time to help them get through their form.
Sounds great. And the website one more time, if you don't mind.
Sure. It's collegegoalsunday.org.
Wonderful. Well, Pat, thank you so much for being with us this morning. And I hope today goes really well and that you have lots of people coming and doing their FAFSAs.
All right. Thank you so much, Denise. I really appreciate it.
And this has been another edition of Watching Bloomington. And we'll see you again next week.
You've been listening to Watching Bloomington with Barry Lesso, brought to you by Buccetto's Pizza Pasta. For pizzas, calzones, Italian chicken dinners, and more than 50 gluten-free dishes, as well as vegan options. Visit them for dine-in or carry-out at East 3rd Street or next to Starbucks on West 3rd Street in front of Kroger. Order online at Buccetto's.